This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Neither a borrower nor a lender be, for loan oft loses both itself and friend. That's what Shakespeare wrote in Hamlet. But now, with so many of us in debt, so much consumer debt in the country, it's very likely that a sibling or a coworker or a friend is going to hit you up at some point for a small or, in some cases, a big loan. Professional lenders like banks have all these kinds of sophisticated tools to advise them about who is a good credit risk. You and I have only our own insights to fall back on. But then we also have Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She's a personal finance advisor for us here at Day to Day. Michelle, was Shakespeare right? Should we just not loan money?
Well, we shouldn't, but then again, we should. I mean, the fact of the matter is people are going to be in need. And if you're kind and if you do your money right, you can have money that you can lend to people. So I say if you have it and you can let it go, give it.
When you mean let it go, if you have it, you can lend it out and you wouldn't absolutely have to have it back.
That's right. My number one rule in lending to either a relative or friend or coworker is don't lend them money that you need back. Don't give them your rent money. Don't give them money that you have to pay for your car note. Absolutely not. If that is the case, then you're not in a position to give them any money.
So if you do loan money, what do? Do you set a deadline and say you have to give it back in 6 months or a year or every month you have to give some back?
You know, I play the banker. I ask why they need the money, and I have to be sure that it's something that I think is appropriate. So if it's money you came up short with your rent or you got laid off or something like that, I think that's appropriate. And I think it's okay to ask that question, what do you need the money for?
It's a hard question, though, with friends and relatives, isn't it?
It is. But you know what? Some people just don't handle their money right, and I am not going to be the banker to people who mismanage their money.
So deadlines and paybacks?
Absolutely. I say do a contract. If it's a large amount of money, make it formal, how much they're borrowing, when you expect the money back, and talk to them. Get a realistic idea of when they're going to have the money. I mean, it makes no sense to say, give me my money back in a month if they're not going to have it. Some people charge interest. I don't happen to, but some people do. I think it's really important to put it down on paper if it's a large amount of money, because you may have to end up in small claims court, and the more documentation you have, the better your case is going to go.
Well, is that what you would do if the person doesn't pay you back? Go to small claims court or do something else? Or do you just say, well, that was it and I learned from this?
For me, I probably wouldn't. I'm not a very litigious kind of person. And I have had people who borrow money and did not give it back. And I just kissed the money off. Because my husband and I have actually created a pot of money. So people who need loans, it comes out of this sort of pot of money. And it's our way of giving back to our family. Now, in some cases, I absolutely want my money back. And I hound you down. Give me my money. So, but if it's someone who just, you know, they're just not going to have it. My sister asked for some. Ooh, I shouldn't say that, should I?
That's all right. Never mind your sister. At least I now know who to go to, the Bank of Michelle.
Well, you know, I'm tough. I'm as tough as the regular banks. But anyway, someone asked to borrow some money, and I knew that they weren't going to pay back, even though they offered. And I said, you know what? That's okay. You just use that money you would have paid me back to catch up on your other bills. Huh. But if the person is not acting in good faith, like you see them buying things, and they haven't paid you back, and they're doing other things, I think it's perfectly okay to take their little behind to small claims court and get your money back.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She's also the author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life, and personal finance advisor for Day to Day. Michelle, thank you. You sound very tough today.
Tough but loving.